Welcome to Easter at Charleswood United Church. My name is Michael Wilson. I'm the minister at Charleswood United Church. Once more, I am accompanied by my son, Benjamin, who's behind the camera and helping us put together something that we hope will be an uplifting time and a source of joy for you in this most unusual of Easters. In the sanctuary at Charleswood United Church are seven windows on each side that were our Millennium Project. Each of the 14 windows was donated, but before any of that began, we met with a stained glass artist, and she wanted to know more about us, what it is that we valued, what marked our life together. She understood that we have a keen sense of appreciation for the church year. And so the windows she designed observe and mark the Christian calendar. She refused to title them, but to my mind, there's no doubt that the second from the end is an Easter window. I think it's probably my favorite. Part of the reason for that is when I look at the Easter window, I see this round, white, textured, glistening globe on the one side. And from it emanates colorful circles of yellow and red and orange. Every time I look at the window, I ask myself, is that round medallion the stone rolled away? Or is it the heart of a rising sun? The artist who created it wouldn't say what she had in mind. But our imaginations coming into play is an essential part of what Easter is. Easter is, at its heart, a mystery. It is left up to each and every one of us to understand what this promise of new life means to us and how it will lift us up, how it will restore us to hope, how this time of celebration will be a time that is meaningful for each and every one of us. The testimony of the Gospels and the testimony of the church for Easter is Jesus is risen. Together, let us explore what it means to celebrate this most good news.
Hi, everyone. Happy Easter. I hope this recording finds you safe and well. And even though we might be celebrating Easter a little differently than today than we have in the past, I hope that the hope of this holiday is a source of encouragement to you at this time. Our gospel reading today is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 1 to 10. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has been raised from the dead. And indeed, he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me."
A few years ago, the Archbishop of Canterbury suggested that perhaps Easter should be a fixed date. That would allow for families to
better plan their holiday observances to connect the celebration of Easter with various school breaks, and to predict, just like Christmas, when Easter is coming. I'm quite glad that that suggestion never really caught fire. Easter, as you know, is a mystery, and it comes at any given time. Sometimes Easter is in March, sometimes it is in April. Some years Easter seems a winter holiday, some years Easter is a spring holiday. For those of you who are interested in such things, the formula goes like this. Easter will fall on the first Sunday that comes after the first full moon that arises after the spring equinox. It's easier just to look at your calendar and see where it is this year. But that movable date thing about Easter reminds us that Easter is a mystery at its heart, and that Easter surprises us, and that the promise of new life comes to us at almost any time. Not long ago, I was reading something about John Dominic Crossan, the biblical scholar, whose latest book is about the resurrection and how it is observed in the Eastern and Western traditions of the Christian Church. Crossan had found in his travels and in his studies that early Christian artists depicted Easter very differently. You see, even the Gospels hesitate to say exactly how it is Jesus is raised from the dead. Rather, it is witnesses to the resurrection who experience the risen Christ and are asked to share that good news who tell us what to expect. So artists are left to the powers of their imagination how to depict what happened to Jesus. What Crossan found was that in the West, almost all artists focused on Jesus as a solitary figure, standing in his new life, bolden before the empty tomb. However, in his travels in Turkey and in Russia, in Romania and in Egypt, Crossan found that early Eastern Christian art almost always showed the risen Jesus holding Adam and Eve by the hand and leading them out of Hades. In other words, in the early Christian tradition, in the East, the resurrection of Jesus was depicted as a story of salvation for all humankind, that Jesus is not ever separated from the people that God so loves. We come to Easter this year in a very peculiar time in our history. For many of us, what we are living through is unlike anything we have lived through before. But Easter is an opportunity to remember just what it is that we have at our disposal to lift us above our fear and to set aside our anxiety and to restore us to hope that things will be well and that this moment will pass and that there will be new life. In the Gospel of Matthew, it is Mary of Magdala and a woman described as the other Mary who come to the tomb on the first day of the week. The story of the resurrection in the Gospel of Matthew is punctuated with accounts of fear. An angel descends after an earthquake and rolls the stone away. The guards who were set beside the tomb faint in fear. That angel addresses Mary and Mary, and the first thing the angel says to them is, "Do not be afraid." He leads them to see that Jesus is not where he had been laid. and they run away with great joy, ready to share the good news with others. On the path, they encounter Jesus, the risen Jesus. And Jesus says to them, "Do not be afraid." But rather than just lift up that fear is a part of the resurrection story, of the Easter story, I want you to hear very carefully what it is that they are being told not to be afraid of. For neither the angel nor Jesus says, "Do not be afraid," because Mary and Mary were afraid of the things of this world. Rather, they are asked to not be afraid that the promises of God are true. Do not be afraid that life is more powerful than death. Do not be afraid that love can triumph over anything. And most of all, do not be afraid that your hearts can be healed and that joy can return to your daily living. This is the message of Easter. Yes, do not be afraid of the things that we are rightfully anxious about. But do not be afraid of the power of God to help us overcome this moment and any moment where fear enters in. There is new life. Jesus accompanies the human family in his new life, that wherever there is love, we may know he is present. Thanks be to God.